about 15 after. I want to hit all the other political news with you. And everything you're saying is true. But you have to remember, this is a particularly informed audience. And we get into the more advanced technicals of things. And I saw Trump's speech last night, only 20-something minutes long. It was all true. So refreshing compared to what the Democrats would do. But I think a little dent. Like I said, big picture, I know politically, gut level, I know when I'm right, with trillions of points go into it, literally the synapses in the brain. I don't know how he does it, but we need to have a war game, a brainstorm session. You need to go back to the White House, and we need to say, listen, it's not about Trump can do it all. He needs to say, I need your help. Here's how they're trying to block me. Here's what the courts have done. Here's what we had success, and we're turning it around, but also explain so that they know and they don't get instant gratification. Because like you said, it takes a year or so, and he only really got his people in like 6, 7, 8 months ago. So most economists I talked to said middle of next year could turn around. He has to get that across. They want the straight shooting. So do you agree with me that he needs to, I need you for the American Republic, and explain what they're doing to try to block it? And then how do we do that? Because I know at a gut level that this is the key to victory. If he says, I need your help, like Kennedy, ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. I think that's the missing ingredient here. Roger.
Alex, I agree with you. I think the president has to make this appeal because it's not about him. It's about the American people, but only they, in the end, can save themselves. But there's a couple of very important things I think he has to do other than the extraordinary economic recovery, which I think is well underway and very shrewdly managed by the Secretary of the Treasury, Scott Bessent, who's a good friend and a great libertarian. He has to get to the bottom of the reliability and the security and the unbiased nature of these electronic voting machines. He can have the greatest record in the world. He can have the greatest messaging in the world. He can be poised to win by a landslide, but we cannot have a corrupted election. I'm convinced that in 2020, there is no way statistically Joe Biden won by 81.
Well, now all
votes.
The proofs come out. 100%. So,
but we can never let that happen again. So we now know it, but we have actually, he's issued executive orders, but it's not clear that those executive orders change anything other than stating his position. So we have to find a way to enforce that so that we are not subjected to manipulated electronic voting machines, and we're not subjected to mysterious 3 o'clock in the morning, $100,000 paper ballots that have never been folded in half, but we're told have been mailed in. We cannot ever do that again. So we have to have a system that governs for clean elections. And then lastly, Alex, I think this is very key, and we can stay a little longer if you like.
In fact, Roger, some stations don't carry this first five. We're on the internet, millions watching, but I want to have you start over because, oh my God, you couldn't come on the last week. You were too busy. I wanted you on about the election issue, and I'm remembering when you're saying this. Now we've moved on to the other issue. So let's start over when we come back, because I'm going to put this out on X and Rumble and everywhere else. And now there's less censorship or such punching through on TikTok and YouTube and everywhere. It's crazy to be back. But absolutely, I talked to high level people that were in the meetings, and told me over a month ago. Well, we'll just go to break and I'll come back with it. That Tulsi Gabbard was there, others at the cabinet meeting, and they presented the evidence of China with the chips through the companies in Taiwan into the United States, out of Venezuela, also the mail-in ballot fraud. Everything we heard 5 years ago has all been proven. The quarter million illegals on the voting rolls that they kept in the rolls in Arizona, on and on and on, all of it proven. And I told everybody from my sources that that's going to come out soon from the task force and Susie Wiles, a good thing she's done involved. And then last week, Trump comes out and says, oh, yeah, we've got truckloads of this is all about to come out. So what is your inside baseball on that in the war to secure our elections? Roger Stone, StoneZone.com. This is massive exclusive news. We'll be right back. challenging all of you to support the broadcast, keep us on air while you get great products, and it's a win-win. We need funds, we are in the red, and we've got to be able to continue our legal battles. We've got to be able to continue to buy new product going in the future. We've got to continue with the funding to build the Alex Jones Backup Network in case they're able to shut us down. I cannot do it without you, so now is the time to go to thealexjonesstore.com and do your final Christmas shopping there. Anywhere in the United States, if you order by Friday, you will get it before Christmas. So get your orders in now. Do your Christmas shopping with us, but really give yourself the gift of health with our creatine gummies, the highest quality type of creatine, 5 milligrams. That's a daily serving per gummy. Huge container of them. Such a great deal. This is the best creatine out there. There's so many other great products and a whole bunch of other sales and deals. You can become a subscriber right now on any product, cancel any time, and it reorders every month and get 50% off on all future orders. The widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, ball caps, sweaters, many of them limited edition at thealexjonesstore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, you are about to get mega massive news. I've been trying to get Roger on for like a week and a half about this. He's been so busy he couldn't come on. And then there's so much new news, we got distracted by that. Though everything we just covered in the last 30 minutes was incredibly important. So Roger's about to reveal to you exclusive information, something he rarely does. He doesn't kiss and tell, but he's dialed in. And so over a month ago, my source, separate from Roger, was in a cabinet meeting with Susie Wiles, empowered by Trump, with his task force and the executive orders, you know, 6-8 months ago, whatever it was, to go out and look at everything that they already had. And it proved everything that people like Giuliani was saying and so many others, all that, you know, U.S. postal workers coming into Pennsylvania, and they're sitting there 7 hours with all these other trucks waiting. Why are we here? So the guy's a postal inspector. He can look at the mail legally. He goes and opens it, and it's all filled out for Joe Biden. He blows the whistle after the election. The FBI comes and threatens him. That's just one little piece. China shipping in ballots all filled out for Joe Biden. 1 a.m., closing down the polling places, covering up the windows. In come the trucks. The dead people voting, the making shorter ballots in Republican districts in Houston and Maricopa County, you know, Phoenix, all of it. And so you have the Director of National Intelligence tasked with this. She's done her job, exposed so much, it's incredible. She doesn't get the attention it should on Crossfire Hurricane and Arctic Frost, you know, all the espionage, the election fraud. So I started talking to Roger about a month ago. I said, this is what I heard. And I heard you were there. And Roger's like, yeah, I can't talk about this right now, but they're going to get a report out, you know, hopefully early next year. But yeah, I was, and so Roger wouldn't talk about it. So I had Roger on about other issues today, but I was trying to get him on the last few weeks about this, but I got distracted. And then he's like, now let's go back to this. And then during the break, he said, no, I'm ready to tell some of it. So this is exclusive. You saw Trump just a week and a half ago say, oh, we got truckloads. It's horrible. It's, you know, worse than you know. In fact, we'll play the clip right now so I don't paraphrase him. This is ultra mega massive, ladies and gentlemen. So this is such a huge story because if we don't secure this, it doesn't matter if he gets a landslide. This is so important. Here's President Trump.
That's all. They're good at cheating in elections. Very good at cheating. They're professionals at cheating because we won in 2016 by a lot. The election was rigged in 2020. We have all the ammunition, all the stuff, and you'll see it come out. It's coming out in truckloads. And California's election, New York also, but California more than any other place is so rigged. It's such a rigged election. You know, we won the Hispanic vote. So a lot of people say Republican wouldn't win California, but I won the Hispanic vote. I won in Miami. Think of that. In Miami, I won the Hispanic vote. Along the Texas border, I won every single city or town touching the Texas border, and they're 85 to 90% Hispanic. We won the Hispanic vote. If the vote in California was legitimate, which it's not, they have 38 million ballots. Everything is mail-in voting. They mail out 38 million ballots, and they come in. Where the hell do they go, and where do they come from? It's a rigged election in California because we would win California by a lot. And again, they feel they have the advantage with Hispanic. They don't.
And in Minnesota and in California, everywhere, they now admit in congressional in state legislative hearings. No, we let illegals vote. So this fact is coming out. Now Roger's ready to talk about this. What was it, 6-7 months ago, Trump signed this task force, and it's all going on. And I know Lindell has been heavily involved. He confirmed on air. He said, no, it's good. A few weeks ago, he said, it's bad. It's coming out. So what's the time frame? Start at the beginning, Roger, about what's going on, why elections obviously are so important, and what we should see when this comes out, because this is going to be a game changer.
I think it's important that people understand the background. So people in the election integrity community and other patriots who have technical backgrounds arranged to show Susie Wiles absolute indisputable proof that both the Venezuelans and the Chinese have manipulated voting machines to interfere in our elections. That's without even getting into paper ballots. It was her decision to take them to the president. It was her recommendation to the president that he approve her plan to appoint a working group under Tulsi Gabbard, but including others from other important agencies to examine all the evidence and come back with a report. Now, we know from sources that working group has already seen the evidence of both Venezuelan involvement, Communist Chinese involvement, and online manipulation of numbers. And that's before we know what they conclude about mail-in ballots, because they're still continuing their work. But the important thing here is not just proving what happened in 2020 and probably 2026 to a certain extent, but being sure that it does not happen again. And therefore, the president's, I think, menu, which is correct, paper ballots like they have in France. If the French can count 38 million paper ballots in one day, surely Americans can. Voting on one day. Yes, we have absentee voting, but you have to have a reason, like it has always been, a disability, work out of town, military service, in which case you should be voting with a military ballot. But these voting 3 weeks after the elections we cannot let that continue. The abuses of mail-in votings have to be addressed.
Well, Roger, that's what I was going to say, is just interrupt. He's got to stop wars. He's got to secure the border. He's got to take on the Federal Reserve and win. He's literally fighting this giant hydra, and energy's down, and inflation is slowed, and housing prices are dropping the first time in 30 years or more. So people say, well, wait, one day you're mad at Trump. Well, that's when people in his administration do something wrong. I'm putting pressure on the next. It's like a football coach is happy when we just want to play. When we have a bad play, I'm yelling at the team. I mean, I'm not saying I'm the boss, but I'm the constituent. That's what I'm doing. But this is so epic, because I talked to people that were in those meetings as well. And like you said, the thing with China and the chips, the cell phone activation systems brought out of China, put into Taiwan, shipped to Venezuela, multiple companies. That's confirmed. That's coming out. Gabbard has already released things saying they're about to release the proof of this. That scares the hell out of them. But then you've got all the other fraud going on and Act Blue and everything else. What is the effect of this? Well, do we have any idea? I was told by Lindell, and I heard this too from my source at the White House, yours are better, that sometime in January, Lindell, when I said this, said, yeah, that's what I'm told. What is the time frame when this evidence is put out?
Well, I'm not sure that Mike Lindell knows, but I think there's a key point here, Alex, and that is that we can have the greatest policies in the world. If we do not fix this, really nothing else matters. And let's be clear, once it is made absolutely, it's released and it's verifiable and undisputed, the mainstream media will do everything humanly possible to discredit it, as they did the long-coming declassified documents that prove beyond any shadow of doubt that Barack Obama and Joe Biden and Susan Rice and CIA Director John Brennan, particularly FBI Director Comey, National Director of Intelligence Clapper, Rod Rosenstein, the Acting Attorney General, Robert Mueller, the Special Counsel, Andrew Weissman, his hatchet man.
Or a conspiracy against the American people.
Norm Eisen, Mary McCord, and all that. These people are involved in a seditious conspiracy against the United States. And it's a seditious conspiracy that begins in 2016-17. It's kicked off with a White House meeting in which Barack Obama himself is in the chair. He's given it an intelligence assessment that is cooked. We know it was a fraud.
And Gabbard's already, we knew this at the time and exposed it. We know the names, the programs. She's now released documents proving it. Why don't we get prosecutions? That ties into Bongino. Well, I don't think he's a bad guy.
That is That's exactly where it goes, Alex, which is, I think, the third leg of the stool. The people in the president's base, we don't want retaliation or revenge. That is not what this is about. This is about accountability and justice. People who broke the law and the Constitution in their manic desire to destroy Donald Trump, to keep him off the ballot, to bankrupt him, to shoot and kill him, these people have to be held accountable. Those
and it's not just about justice. You get a murderer off the street for justice, but also so they can't do it again. Roger. They, Akeem Jeffries, they've all said it. They're going to be even more scourged to earth. They get back in 3 years, buddy. They are coming day one with SWAT teams to our houses.
I'm just telling you, it'd be tough to come harder than they did last time. And they'll lose in court again if they want to go invent something.
No, I know. But people like ask why I let it go. You're mad at Trump, but you love Trump. Yeah, I'm mad. Like I'm not saying he's my horse, but if I got a horse I'm trying to get through the desert on and the horse starts going over here the wrong direction, I'm like, hey, go this way, buddy. I mean, this is our lifeboat here. I need Trump to succeed. Holy Toledo.
Yeah, but I think he has to do those three things. We have to have continued improvement in the economy. Check. That's going to happen. We're going to continue to bring millions in revenues into the country. He's going to continue to deport the most dangerous, vile gang members and criminals. I do think those should be prioritized. And I think you should pursue those people before you look at people who've been in the country for 25 years, paying taxes and working hard to support their families.
Yeah, exactly. First, they were only going to hit the people with huge criminal records. But those people are hard to find. So the ICE just went with the quota, starts grabbing everybody.
But then we have to ensure that the next elections are honest or none of this will matter. And lastly, we have to be sure that there is a two-tier justice system and that those who commit these egregious crimes are held accountable. The way that James Comey slipped off the hook here is really quite extraordinary, Alex. I would like to go through that, if I may.
Yeah, let's go through how he slipped off the hook.
Yeah, the U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia was one Eric Siebert. He was nominated by Donald Trump, but he was recommended by the Rhino Republican governor, Youngkin, and he was warmly supported by the two Democrat U.S. senators from Virginia, Warner, who's a loudmouth, and Kane. That should make you very suspicious. Now, he was never confirmed by the Senate, but the federal judges in this district then made him the U.S. attorney. For 51 months, he worked to write a report that would exonerate James Comey from the simple charge of lying to Congress. The charge was Comey lied under oath when he specifically said he had never leaked classified information and instructed third parties to leak it to make Donald Trump look bad, and he'd never leaked such items himself. Those were both lies. But despite that, Siebert planned to give him a clean bill of health. Siebert never disclosed, this prosecutor, that he himself had an egregious conflict of interest. His father-in-law, his wife's father, was James Comey's the godfather of James Comey's daughter, and had worked for Director Comey as a private attorney. So this guy should have recused himself. Trump, when he learned all this, essentially fired him. He appointed an interim U.S. attorney, Lindsay Halligan, who the media has unfairly called a beauty queen or an insurance lawyer. She's a brilliant lawyer. She was a senior partner at a major Florida firm where she oversaw all civil litigation specific to mortgages and finance, which comes back to the Letitia James case. And then Comey manages
sure, for
to
folks
get
that don't know, the best lawyers are in corporate America. They're not, I'm not putting down prosecutors in general, but the best ones are in corporate America. So the idea that some big corporate lawyer that deals with fraud doesn't know, no, the best are in the private industry. The fact Trump can pull them from that in is,
So what happened here then is, rather than deal with the actual charges against Comey, the judges in this case, three judges particularly, all violated the canon of ethics, all acted unconstitutionally and illegally to dismiss this case. And they dismissed it after attacking the prosecutor over and again from the bench, which is not allowed.
So what's going to happen now?
They dismissed the case on the technicality that Halligan's appointment was illegal.
Sure, we know that. Does Comey get reindicted?
No, I don't think so, because the statute of limitations here is running. But, Alex, here's the most incredible
tolling?
Part.
There's tolling, though.
But here's the most incredible part. We just learned that 2 weeks before he was fired, the individual that had been sent the documents, Daniel Friedman, I think his name was, sued to get his documents back, and the judge allowed that. So in other words, there's a criminal investigation. They find the absolute proof that Daniel Richmond, pardon me, had been sent
his documents.
Had been instructed to leak them.
Comey's admitted, for those who don't know, I didn't leak. I gave it to this professor to leak. Now right. He admit, oh, those are my documents, even though it's proof. It's incredible.
And then the court gives the evidence back to the perp. I've never heard of this. That is beyond belief. He sues to say, oh, your investigation of me violated my Fourth Amendment rights. Give me the evidence that proves that Comey and I are guilty back. That's in essence what he says. But the case will probably die because of the statute of limitations.
Comey later admitted, well, I said I never leaked because I gave it to somebody else to do it. It doesn't work like that. It's like if a mafia don tells a capo kill somebody, he tells a soldier kill him. He's just as guilty as a soldier.
Absolutely true, which leads us, of course, to the same case in the same jurisdiction. That is Letitia James. Even though they all attacked her, Lindsey Halligan, who's never been a criminal prosecutor, took that case to a grand jury and got an indictment on all multiple counts of mortgage fraud and bank fraud. Alex, this is a crime. Not only is it a crime, but is the exact crime that Letitia James was charged with. She herself has prosecuted people for in New York State. This is a documents case. There's no gray area here. She either did or did not sign documents under oath in two different places saying two different things knowingly and benefit from doing so. She did. So there is no question that this is a crime. So Halligan, again, that her case against Letitia James is thrown out when they challenge from the Comey case. Her appointment is wrongly decided. I believe her appointment is legal under the Vacancies Act, but these judges abuse the law to get rid of these cases. So then the Justice Department sends in a new lawyer who takes the Letitia James case, which is an open shut documents case, in front of the grand jury. And two times the grand jury declines to vote a bill of indictment. That tells me that something's wrong. Now, you examine the attorney who handled this, an attorney named Keller. Don't know the man, but I do know he hasn't been in a criminal court since 2011. His expertise is in civil matters. So why the Justice Department would assign this guy to the case who does not live in the jurisdiction makes no sense to me at all. On the other hand, I believe that there are other cases against Letitia James. My sources tell me there's a bribery tax evasion case in the Northern District of New York. That would be Albany. Whether or not the Justice Department holds that up in Washington.
Let's talk big picture, Roger. People want justice, and so bigger than the economy. I talk to people on the street every day. Bigger than everything. They want deep state in trouble. Then they would understand not getting instant gratification. So, and I know Trump, you know, the hot mic a week ago, all pissed. Oh, they're running the clock out. Where's the prosecutions? You don't want to fight people. I get it. I want to believe in Cash Patel. I want to believe in Bongino. We nailed it. Our guest, Carl Serafin, a month ago said it'll be gone by Christmas. It's happened. He's upset about what's going on. What's the shakeup in the DOJ that I hear is coming?
I don't know that there is yet. I think that remains to be seen. I do want to leave us enough time to talk about what everybody in Washington is talking about, which is Susie Wiles. I think this is
let's tee that up. So we see these Atlantic articles, and we see Vanity Fair, and we see CNN and MSNBC, and you know, we see her doing interviews, and you know, some of it is public, some of it's not. What's really going on with Susie Wiles? Did she betray Trump? What's really happening here?
First of all, I think it's important to just to set the table and say that she's been a friend of mine all the way back to the Reagan campaign. She's an enormously capable person. And unlike previous chiefs of staff for Donald Trump, she doesn't think her job is to delude him or slow him down or change his mind. She's allowed to express her opinion. But that's what went wrong with H.R. McMaster. And then also went wrong with General John Kelly. They thought they were saving the world from Donald Trump. So I think that she has an extraordinarily difficult time. Now, Alex, when you're the chief of staff of the White House, particularly the first woman chief of staff, when people are unhappy about any policy or action by Donald Trump, they don't want to blame Trump. So she unfairly gets the brunt for things that she really has nothing whatsoever to do with. She's not a globalist. She was not in the World Economic Forum. She did not work as a lobbyist for Big Pharma. She is not holding up the child vaccination schedule. But she is the person who forged the historic alliance between Bobby Kennedy and Donald Trump and united MAGA and MAHA in a very skillful and long drawn out negotiation because they were pretty far apart in the beginning.
So you're saying all this attacks on Wiles is a psyop?
On the big three things that matter to us, in my opinion, those being making America healthy again, having honest elections, and bringing the perps who were involved in the Russian collusion, seditious conspiracy hoax to justice, Susie Wiles is leading the fight for all of those things. That's why, and she's quietly effective. I don't know if some left-wing reporter jackpotted here. You can take things out of context and make them sound very different than in context. You also can use partial quotes where you slice a piece off that makes the second part more understandable. I'm not going to nitpick this piece. She says in the piece, for example, according to Vanity Fair, that Bill Clinton never visited Epstein Island, when in fact my 2015 book, Clinton's War on Women, proves that Epstein was there on the island at least three times. The FAA records prove it. The sworn testimony of multiple victims, including Virginia Roberts Giuffre, prove it. And the FAA records show that Clinton is on the plane, Epstein's plane, 27 times.
But as you said, you've been there when they're having their task force stuff on election fraud. She's all over it. We're going to see that hopefully report soon. In closing, RogerStoneZone.com, what is your real prognosis for the midterms? How can we course correct to make it even more hardcore? What do we need to do, not just President Trump?
Well, first of all, in politics, a week is a lifetime. So anybody, any analyst, any talking head, any podcaster who tells you it's over, the Republicans will definitely lose the House, they could, it's impossible to say. Our politics are more volatile than they've ever been before. And Trump is a natural phenomena who's been counted out many, many other times. And I think it would be a mistake to count him out now. Is everything perfect? No, not everything's perfect. But just be clear, Kamala Harris could have been president here. So I think he's building an extraordinary record. And I think it's important that he tell people why we're in Venezuela, as well as, and then pivot back to the domestic issues, which is what people really vote on.
Well, I totally agree with you, StoneZone.com. And again, people get confused. They go, well, Alex is bitching about Trump over here, but loving him here. No, I'm like a football coach. I'm a constituency. And when I think that, you know, the 11 guys do a good job, I'm like, great job. I say, hey, you do that better. I mean, that's where we are. We're not a cult. And Trump course corrects when we give him good advice. And that's what's exciting about him. So amazing. Roger, thank you so much. Incredible interview.
Alex, it appears the president is on the cusp of deregulating or changing the scheduling of marijuana from a class one drug to a class three drug, which I think is a very, very smart move in terms of reality, banking, and so on.
All right. Roger Stone, talk to you again soon. God bless you.
Thanks.
Ladies and gentlemen, I cannot do this without you. You're the reason we're here. You're our sponsor. You are what keeps us on air. And we are launching today through the 23rd of December, the final days of Christmas sale at thealexshowstore.com. 60% off on our best-selling ultramethylene blue, Irish sea moss gummies, and Shilajit gummies, and more. If you haven't tried our ultramethylene blue that is the strongest, best out there that we found, bar none, you're crazy. What it does for your mitochondria, your energy, your stamina, with no letdown, is insane. It's so good for you. Just research the studies. We have medical grade. We have the best. And you've seen all our guests and others come in here, and they're just blown away by it, including those who are already taking Methylene Blue. They're like, wow, this is way stronger, way better. It's amazing. I'm challenging all of you. I'm challenging everybody to support the broadcast, keep us on air while you get great products, and it's a win-win. We need funds. We are in the red. I met with accountants this morning. Not too bad, but we're there. And we've got to be able to continue our legal battles. We've got to be able to continue to buy a new product going in the future. We've got to continue with the funding to build the Alex Jones backup network in case they're able to shut us down. I cannot do it without you. So now is the time to go to thealexjonesstore.com and do your final Christmas shopping there. Anywhere in the United States, if you order by Friday, you will get it before Christmas. So get your orders in now. Do your Christmas shopping with us, but really give yourself the gift of health with our creatine gummies, the highest quality type of creatine, 5 milligrams. That's a daily serving per gummy. Huge container of them. Such a great deal. This is the best creatine out there. There's so many other great products. You can become a subscriber right now on any product, cancel any time, and get 50% off on all future orders in perpetuity until you decide to cancel. The widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, ball caps, sweaters, many of them limited edition, over 700 designs at thealexjonesstore.com. So my challenge to all of you is this. Get a bottle of ultramethylene blue for 60% off right now, and then you're going to be blown away and reorder it. You've heard all the people call in with their testimonials. This is the real deal. The best salesmen sell the best products. I promote and sell freedom. I promote and sell stopping the globalists. You know my information is the most accurate out there. Why on earth would you think that I would tell you this will change your life? The Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the bovine colostrum, Ultimate Life Force Spike Protein Cardiovascular Detox. All these are kick-butt products. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Please do your Christmas shopping there. We need your support. It's a win-win for everybody. You keep this operation. It's a true thorn on the side of the globals on the air. And separately, the classic Nitric Boost. Dr. Judy Mikovits, you know, I didn't know she knew about it. She bought it. So this is the best formula for your heart and for spike protein and for everything else. And men notice it the morning when they wake up. It is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com exclusively. InfoWarsStore.com Nitric Boost. All of you need these products. Take action now.
Whoa, dude, is that Methylene Blue? This house really knows me. Oh, wow, Shilajit gummies. I gotta hide these from Melania. She loved them bigly. These sure taste great, and they're good for me, too. You can buy me now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I know there's 1,000 flavors, 10,000 flavors, 1,000,000 flavors of BS out there. And it's because most people in most systems try to create an angle in some business or some culture just for power. And then you've also got a little weird, you know, side stuff that goes on. But I've really been studying history. I've really been living in the middle of the fight for 31 years. And I was called to this. And God told me 26, 27 years ago, I've told the story 1,000 times, I can tell it again. I told it back at the time when I was on, you know, maybe 100 radio stations and making films. But a shadow of what we are today reaching people, that God said, this is what's going to happen. Here's the plan. And this is your mission. And I said, God told me this is the mission. it's not like you hear God's voice. It's like you're just given the information. But it's like each drop of the information is like a lifetime, and you don't even know how to scan it at the time. It's such a huge piece of data that as you then live later, that data you were given is then revealed, each little piece of it. I saw Dark Waters, that great talk show host, black pastor, his description of when he gets downloads from God, it's exactly the same way. It's like, bzz, 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 bzz. It's like kind of like see it all. Like, what's that? So I know we're on a mission. I know we're changing the world. And it is very paradoxical because you look at what Kennedy's doing and Tulsi Gabbard and the Border Patrol and ICE, I mean, being demonized, attacked, doing their job, David versus Goliath, and you see all the other great things that are going on. And I just want to celebrate all that. But then when Trump's making missteps and his people are, that'll ruin all that, I got to get really aggressive because that's what gets their attention. And then my phone is White House, White House, White House, White House, White House, which is totally different. The Democrats want to put me in prison and kill me and you. With Trump, we get real responsiveness. That again, shows how good he is. And they just keep throwing out these Epstein things that are nothing burgers, nothing ever there. And he mishandles it. And we don't go, oh, great, he mishandled it. We get to say we're better than him and dunk on him. We're like, no, oh, please don't, no. So Trump is really down in the real polls. We've looked at the wide spectrum of them. But that's because, really, people want instant gratification. I mean, people before me knew it was a big deal to even cook dinner and have food. They knew what went into it. But by the time I was born, it was fast food. And, you know, you pull in, hey, hurry up, mommy. I want my Happy Meal right now. But my instant gratification problems are nothing compared to the younger generation. In fact, I'm saying on average, not bashing all young people, but we all know it. They don't even, they can't even comprehend not having something instantly. And we got the numbers on it. I mean, it's just insane. So we need Trump to succeed. And to do that, we've got to be the watchman on the wall and put pressure on him. Now, listen to me right now. Before I had all this other news, and it's important, and it's big, and it's victory. To continue to secure these victories and how far we've come, you have to support the outlets that are telling the truth. You have to get serious. You have to get committed. And when I said Trump's got to call the American people to take action peacefully, we should develop the plan and what people can do at different levels, because it's not just that it'll move the needle, but it will empower them to see they're part of it. And now they know they're on the team. That's the final equation. I got a lot of ideas, but I don't pretend to say what the exact meat and potatoes of the plan should be. Obviously, the no-brainer is calling the people. Because the left and the globalists, they're organized. They're moving forward. They're being paid to do what they do. Well, our payoff is liberty and freedom and not being slaves. And then all the great success and largesse that comes with that, but we also know that's a curse in a way, but it's better than slavery. So it's a paradox. So when I get up here in this long protracted war with the top Democratic Party law firms and all of it, and I tell you, we're in the red. I don't want to tempt the Lord thy God, but let's just say this. If I didn't want to tempt the Lord my God, I'd say, strike me down if I'm lying on my children. And you notice they said all these hundreds of millions of dollars. Later came out of court. Oh, it turns out Jones doesn't have anything. Never really had anything. He had a few million dollars. And that was just backup money to fund the operation. I don't care about money. I don't care about trappings and crap and bull. I care about victory. But I need money to beat the enemy. And I've had their full force against us. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars trying to shut us down. And with $25 million, the last 6-7 years, we've held them off. And I'm not going to get into inside baseball and what's going on because I don't want to reveal strategy and things. But let's just say this. The criminal investigations into them are ongoing. There's been stuff launched. They're really upset. They're really scared. You notice that they were announcing months ago we'd be shut down within weeks. You notice that didn't happen. Because they're kind of now realizing we're damned if we do, we're damned if we don't. We have our civil rights suit. conspiracy against rights ready. But we keep getting more whistleblowers, more data, more info. That is, if you think the stuff you've seen so far was bad, it is spectacular. Insiders, everything coming over to us, who finally, like Darth Vader, you know, grabbing Palpatine and throwing him down the reactor shaft. I mean, we've reached that moment. We were going to file 2 weeks ago. We're going to file yesterday. We're just like, it's like, I make the call and God, this is so incredible. Let's do these interviews. Let's get that ready. I mean, this is insane. But the variable factor is the economy shot. I already know all that. There's so many other people on air. People have heard me in this fight so long. It's like, oh, he'll always survive. Only if God works through you. Because I'll never give up, never back down, never give in, never sell out, but I could give out. I need you to support the broadcast financially, and I just need those of you on the fence that have never gone to thealexjonesstore.com to go get the ultramethylene blue. Call your physician, double-check any drugs you're on, because you can have bad interactions with SSRIs and things. In my opinion, you should be on this anyways. It's not SSRI, it just interacts with it. It's how powerful it is. We don't want you jumping off cliffs here. I mean, we're not selling BS here. I'm only going to sell something that's really good for you and works great. Because, again, a good salesman sells a product that works and is good and that I use. So give yourself this Christmas, the gift of health. Take the challenge. Go to thealexjonesstore.com now and get ultramethylene blue. And it's the greatest because it's so good it hits in like 30 minutes. But the real effects happen the days and weeks as it builds up in you. The Irish sea moss, the Shilajit, the bovine colostrum, that's going to take a few weeks to kick in. But the best stuff in life, you get your wife pregnant, she'd have a baby for 9 months, folks. You only got to wait a few weeks for this. The effects of these are incredible. I can do hours on each product, and these are the best. You study Irish sea moss, you study Shilajit, you study bovine colostrum. It's all the rage forever. These are sure things. I don't go get stuff that isn't already a sure thing. It's so easy. Who are my guests? Who's right? Over and over and over and over again, like Kyle Serafin. He said a month ago and 2 weeks ago, he'll be gone by Christmas. He comes on a couple days ago and says he'll be gone. He'll announce Wednesday he's gone. He did. I mean, he nailed it. And I see all these other conservative talk shows going, God, who could have known? Incredible news. Shocker. I'm just like, I guess you're not listening to the show. Like, if I was a regular person, which I am, we're all regular people. I mean, if there was a show like mine, I'd be like listening to every freaking word, you know? Because, I mean, listen. I get up at 3, I keep saying 4 a.m. because it sounds more reasonable. I get up at 3 a.m. now. I guess I'm going to get like Trump when I'm old. You know, my dad used to sleep like 6 hours a night. Now it seems like 1 hour. I go to bed at 10. I wake up at 3. I go to bed at midnight. I wake up at 3. It doesn't matter now. My point is, what do you think I'm doing? 90% of my waking hours is doing nothing but studying and broadcasting and fighting. And I just want you to keep me commissioned in this fight. Where have you seen results like this? And it's not me. I'm not the opposite of prideful. I'm God-fearing. I fear nothing but God. I'm actually fearful in the position I've been put in by God that I'm like, you need to do a better job. It's the opposite. I'm mad at myself. The crew can tell you behind the scenes. I am pissed off at myself. I am angry that I've been given so much power and I'm not executing it correctly. But it's okay. But God loves sudden death over time. God loves keeping you humble. And so that's where we are. But it's so simple. It's not a hard sell. It's a call to clarity. I understand you're all raised in front of a TV, so, you know, I was not that much, but some. And it's like, oh, it's another show. It's another pitch. It's another, because there's so much competition out there. Everybody's pitching. No, folks. When you buy from us, you're going to get a great product, and you're betting on an organization that has the track record of victory. That's why the bad guys hate us. We know what we're doing. We know how to stop them. They want us off air. If I'm going to sell you something because I'm self-funded, it's going to work. It's a no-brainer. Use logic. You are missing out so bad if you don't get our Ultra DNA Revival new product, our incredible highest quality, the very best type of creatine, gummies, and powder, our bovine colostrum, all of it. 60% off right now. It ends next week. If you get your orders in by tomorrow, you'll get it anywhere in the country before Christmas, but we need the support. And like I said, I'm out of money. I'm out of stuff to sell. I'm out of whatever. We have about a $400,000 underage going into next month. I mean, literally to pay the rent and the payroll. So I've always told you, I've never taken money from rich people. I've never gotten special interest. I've got my Rolodex out, and I mean, there'll be no strings attached, but I'm starting to call people and folks saying, all right, you know, give me money. Because I ain't giving up. As much as I don't like begging for money, I give it up to the New World Order and rolling over and dying. I hate that even more. Like I made that famous joke when they were trying to say Trump was gay or whatever, which obviously he's not. And I said, listen, if he's going to stop nuclear war, I don't care if they got a video of him sucking on a ding-dong. I'd rather not have a nuclear war. And they go, oh, Jones says he's gay. You know, all this misrepresentation. Okay? I mean, I'm serious. I will sit there. If I could defeat the New World Order today and they said you got to eat 100 pounds of dog crap, I'd do it. I mean, I just want to beat these people, folks. I'm sorry to be gross, but I'm just being where I'm at here. Okay? So I need your support. Damn it. It's so simple when the sure things didn't sell gold for 14 years. Because the market was over and I know what I'm doing. And I come right in, and I say, get it now. And silver's up 200%, gold's up whatever. I mean, you know, I'm not going to steer you wrong, folks. It's insane. It's not a hard sell. The hard sell is, why aren't more of you? Why is less than 1% of you ever buying anything at thealexjonesstore.com? That's crazy. Do you have any idea what these products will do? Do you have any idea that they work? Do you? When I'm willing to die for the truth. But one way or the other, we're staying on the air. I just don't want to start getting in this position of donors. I don't mind it. It's just weird. To me, it's not how I operate. I've never had to take rich people's money to stay on air because it's not how I operate. But I am literally down to the point now. My parents have lost everything they got. I don't have anything. I don't care. I'm happier than ever. I never had a bunch of stuff. But it doesn't matter when you're up against the wall and you ain't got no more to give. You understand? When you're up against the wall and you ain't got any more to give, you got to tell people that. I've given you everything I got, folks. I've given you everything I got. And quite frankly, I'm more alive, I'm stronger, I'm smarter than I've ever been. In fact, I'm high as a kite in this fight. I love this. But the fact is only a fraction of our people are engaged. Oh, the Muslims are engaged. The Jews are engaged. I'm not attacking either group, but you know why they're so powerful? They're engaged. They're involved in their group. Well, who are we? Well, we're Americans of every race, color, and creed that just want freedom and our country and our republic. Well, then you better start acting like it. And the president better call on the power of God like he did when they tried to kill him a year and a half ago. And he was a new guy for about 8 months. And he kind of reverted back to the old Trump where he can do it. He can do it. No, you can't. Only Jesus Christ can do it. Call the power of Christ, Trump. And then call on the power of the people through Christ and give us some jobs to do, and we will love it, and we will understand it, and we will commit. I mean, look at Kennedy. Notice you don't see a lot of news unless it's negative. It would take me hours. Absolutely wrecking. Big Pharma. You have the twin nuke from orbit of MTG getting her bill out of the house to make it a felony to cut little boys' peckers off and give them chemicals and little girls cut their breasts off. Of course that should be done. It's already been banned in Europe. And she went under total hell to get that done. And now we got into the Senate and the rest of it. And Kennedy comes out today, he's already been planning it, and says we're banning these deadly chemicals, it's illegal, you're not supposed to give these off-label, and we're banning the transgender surgeries, and I got that clip coming up. That's today. We are on the march. This is happening. Hallelujah. So we're getting more done the last year with Trump than patriots have gotten done in 100 years in a fight against the globalists. It's the Federal Reserve. People say, well, then why are you bitching at Trump? When it's a course correction. That's all it is. So I salute MTG. I salute Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I salute Tulsi Gabbard. I salute Tom Homan. Noam's not getting kicked out. She's getting ready to run for president. She's leaving. She did an excellent job. Excellent job. Got their funding quadrupled and scaled it up overnight. I mean, they're just, these are rock stars. I mean, if you knew how the bureaucracy operated, I know a lot of you do, these people are just like Herculean crap. I mean, this is like badass. And that's why our enemies are so energized, because they know we're beating them. We're at the crux of the battle right now. So again, whatever you do, you don't have to buy the products. Just share the live feeds. Just tell people about the local radio station. Just tell your email list, your text messages. Here's the forbidden show. Here's the link. When you do that, it changes the world. But I don't like spending hours a day running around, scrounging around for money. And I get the economy's tough, but I can't do this without you. It's like betting on a horse that's won all the Kentucky Derbies or something. I mean, it's just true. And I'm not the horse. It's this whole operation. Bet on yourself. Bet on InfoWars. I bet on you. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now. Get the products. Sign up for AutoShip. Become a VIP. Cancel anytime. Get $40 to spend the store each month for $30. Special deals, special offers. You can cancel anytime. What type of commitment is that? Just it's a tiny commitment to get better deals, to have a relationship with us. I want to get in bed with you. Politically, culturally, spiritually. I want to, you have a great time and get empowered. I want a relationship. I want you to come to my restaurant, eat my food. It's delicious. It's high quality. It's low price. You come back. I want a relationship. I'm not a pirate trying to hit you over the head with a hammer and steal your watch. I want to build a civilization with you. I'm an American. I'm a Christian. I'm a patriot. I've proven it up one side and down the other. And I have to sit here and do this. You know, I could. Here's the thing. There's a good chance they shut us down. And when we're off the air and all this stuff's going on, people are going to freak out. But see, I don't do that. I don't take a dive. I don't play the victim. I fight up to the last second. I never surrender. And if you could see what I've seen, if you knew what I knew, if you've been through that, well, you want to join me right away, because it's been such an adventure. The adventure of fighting tyranny is the greatest thing ever. I just want you to join us in this fight. And all those that have commissioned me in this fight, don't ever call here and thank me. Thank you for keeping me in the fight, because I'm born and bred to fight. I want to fight. Like a Labrador retriever wants to swim. It was bred to, you know, in Labrador up by Canada to grab the nets and bring into the freezing water to fish all day. It's sweet. It's loving. It's hardworking. It'll go 18 hours a day as long as you give it water and feed it. And I'm just like that. I just want to go out and get the nets. Except not a Labrador retriever. I'm a sweet, loving, creature that's trained to kill wolves. Nice family pet. Sleep on your couch. Sleep at the end of your bed. Bring the newspaper. But a sheepdog, when it sees a wolf, becomes crazed and kills it. And that's who I am. I just want to destroy wolves. But I need you to point me at them. I can't do it without you. All I need is a bowl of dog food at night. When I get cut up, I just need to be stitched up. And I'm not doing you a favor. I want to kill wolves. Metaphysically, I want to bite them. I want to tear their necks out. Okay. I'm bred for it. It's what I'm supposed to do. I just want to attack the enemy. Just let me destroy them. But you cannot beat the enemy until you start backing the warriors that God has given you in this fight. And that doesn't even mean me. Don't support me. Pray to God what you should do. Start your own podcast. Do your own thing. Run for office. I don't care. Just get engaged now. Attack, 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 attack. Or roll over and die and run up the white flag and hand your kids over to them. All right, I didn't mean to go to hall and plug. I didn't plug earlier, so I stood there. It just drives me up the wall that we're winning in court and all the stuff behind the scenes. And then I'm driving down the highway and I'm at zero in the gas. And I'm looking at the gas station. It's 5 miles away and I can get there. But if I don't have money when I get there, I'm done. And it'll be okay. Maybe God wants that. Maybe God wants people to go off the air and you see that. And then, oh God, you know, it's just absolutely insane. It's been a long fight, I get it. But that's the whole point of a war. There's no war that's a sprint. They're all marathons, boys and girls. And those of you that get threatened by a marathon, you don't get the last few miles, you're high as a kite. I mean, this, all good things in life are about marathons. Life is a marathon. Raising children is a marathon. A marriage is a marathon. Everything is about the marathon. And if you don't understand that, you understand nothing. You know, I didn't get to the Kennedy stuff yet. We got a special guest coming on. Oh, he's in the fourth hour. I get the Kennedy right away. And I'm telling you, man, this twin nuclear strike from orbit, and it should be easy to beat it. Brainwashing kids, cutting them out from their parents, telling them they're this new creature, cutting their genitals off, and now you got the bill passed in the House to ban it, and you got Kennedy coming in and nuking it, saying we're banning all this crap. It's beautiful. And so they got tranny groups. They just arrested more today, planning to blow everything up. And the Democrats were like, Republicans are obsessed with transgender or whatever. Obsessed with people targeting kids? And people go paradoxical. Like, I've had Blair White in here, who's been a conservative, you know, trans person. When Blair White first went public, like 15 years ago or whatever, I had him on. That's a nice person. That's a person that thinks that a woman went and did all this stuff and is not targeting kids and speaks out against it before it was even cool to do. I don't hate Blair White. I hate anybody, whether they're a black man, a white woman, a Hispanic man, whatever, that targets kids with drugs or brainwashing to cut their peckers off. It's real simple. Oh, look, he's a hypocrite. Look, he had on his show these people said they were nice. It's on my show. It ain't like you found some hidden base and found me out in the shed, you know, playing with my ding-dong. I love this stuff where it's on my show. They go, look, we got him. We caught him. I don't hate gay people. I don't hate people that are transgender. From the first waves of this, that's historic. That's always happened here and there. The chemicals are twisting and bending and even changing brain chemistry where people really do feel like they're another sex. I'm not judging them, but going in and targeting kids to confuse them, to put them as part of a depopulation plan, that's what I oppose. Hey, if somebody's got cancer and doesn't want to ruin their family and spend all their money and they want to go bat on the back 40 and blow their head off, that's between them and God. They say it's a sin. But I'm not going to judge them. I understand it. Don't have the state come in when somebody's got a broken back or whatever and say, we're not going to give you drugs. Just sign this paper. We're going to kill you. Or, oh, this kid is mentally ill. The state's their ward. We're going to kill him. I'm against state-sponsored euthanasia because it would always become the state pushing it, which everybody warned and which they now do. So there's no hypocrisy there. You're a free will creature. You have a right to kill yourself. Just don't make me with taxpayer money pay for it and don't involve the government because that's dangerous. And that's what they want. And, of course, everything we warned about with the euthanasia movement is all there, where it's the government forcing people into it now. That's the difference, see? Am I against suicide? No, that's your right to do it. I'm against the state being involved. Am I against some guy who thinks he's a woman? No, that's your free will. Just don't get around the kids. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Remember, you fund this operation. I'm very thankful to you, and I'm challenging you, those that have supported, love the products, and those that have never gotten the products, to do your Christmas shopping with us. If you get your orders in by Friday, you're guaranteed to get it way before Christmas anywhere in the United States. Okay, because we ship out like a day after the orders come in, and most of the country gets it in 2 days. The rest three, Hawaii or Alaska, I think it's like four. So get your orders in now. The biggest sale so far, 60% off on the Ultramethylene Blue, on the Shilajit, on the Irish Sea Moss, incredible super nutrient compounds that just blow you away. You owe it to yourself to get it. Our information's strong, you know that. The products are just as strong and just as powerful. I'm challenging you to support the broadcast. Those of you who have never gotten a supplement, go to the AlexShilajit.com. Make the decision now. Get our Ultramethylene Blue, get our Shilajit, get our bovine colostrum, it's amazing. Experience it and you're going to be hooked. And then we can continue on the air in a symbiotic relationship. But I need your help. Give yourself the gift of great health, clarity, and focus, and keeping powerful beacon of truth on the air. A 360 total win-win at thealexjonesstore.com. We also have limited edition fundraiser posters to keep us on the air at infowarsstore.com. I can't do this without you. You're not key. You're everything.
Well, hello there, Info Warriors. We are having a 60% off sale on selected items. Take a look behind me. We have the sea moss and Shilajit gummies. And you know, we have the medical grade methylene blue that will light your ass up like a Christmas tree. You can also buy one of me in the store. Act now while supplies last.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.